accession number 18250, reel 7.
Haven't we? And we've crossed the Weser, and we've got a, now as far as Hammelhausen before you cross the Aller. And you've got off your vehicles and you're marching up through Heathland before you cross the river at Weston.
Well, we got up there.
At Weston.
I know when were we crossing, like I'm not saying deep on me. Were we crossing there? They sent a boat across for the start. The officer wanted to put it straight across the river. And I pulled him up. I said, "You can't do that." He was trying to bring him back. So it was the shortest way across. And I said, "Well, that's no good." I said, "You've got to go with the current, to down with the current." I said, "The easiest way," I said, "to get your boat tipped." I said, "is to try and pull against the current." I said, "Cross current." I said, "It's a big." And they were flat bottomed.
These are the.
And I wouldn't let him move the boat up. They moved the rope up. And I said to the lad, "Put your peg in there." That's why we, I think, got across all right, but he was wanting to pull it up. And I think them in D Company. That was taking D Company across. I think he did that.
You were across at that time, I suppose, were you? Were you across before that? I can't remember whether you were across before D Company.
I think we both went across about the same time. In two different places. They come up, they were on our right. With D Company, we were going up this road and they were the other side of, of the edge.
So how many people, how many boats, how many people did those boats hold? That must have been quite big.
Section 10.
10 people.
10. And your man that. Come back with it.
So it must have been pretty unstable as well. If they're flat bottomed and you've got 10, 12 people in there.
Next end of a section.
And that river's quite strong there, isn't it?
They were both. They were both strong rivers.
Yeah, but you were lucky to go across the Weser, didn't you?
Oh, the first one, that's the roughest lot.
Yeah, but you didn't have to cross that by boat, did you? It was only the boats that you had to cross, you know, when you got to the Aller. So then you get to the other side of the Aller, after the disaster on the you know, where you've got these boys drowning on the Aller, haven't you? These 16 or so boys.
And we come, and that village at the top, this is where I had a lot of casualties.
Otterson.
They were Hungarians on the way. Well, there was a 25 pounders put a bandage down. Just before we hit them. Just before we got to them. And the Hungarians put their hands up. But we just got, just got along the road. And the spandau opened up. And when we found out, when we got to them, they were paratroops. They were German paratroops. And I think they were like behind them, backing, sending them forward, like, and they were behind them. If you come this way, we'll shoot you.
Because I think this book says something about them. When the Hungarians sort of gave themselves up after that, they were saying, "Oh, don't worry, we always shot over your heads," or something. But in fact, you had a lot of casualties there, didn't you? So they couldn't have been shooting that high, could they?
No, well, it was the paratroopers.
The paratroopers.
The paratroopers were firing it all. They give it a bit of stick.
So that wasn't the first time you came up against those people,
though, No, I had until there was 8 of us going along this. It was quite a wide bit. And I took Brengel, number 2. There'd be 7 or 8 anyway going up. And there was only 2 of us weren't killed or wounded. There. And that's where I thought your uncle had been killed, because there was a lad there hit by a sniper.
Right.
Hit back at head. And we were stretched about it. He must have lost his mate, because he come up with the stretcher on his own. And I said to one of the lads, any lads anyway, I said, "Now come on, lads." I said, "Somebody will have to at the stretcher bearing.
Yeah.
And the lad got up, went to pick stretcher up, and as he got up, he took a few steps, and he just went down.
Yeah.
He was hit by a sniper.
Yeah. Yeah, no, in fact, it was a few days later because my uncle was killed in Kirchintown on the 16th, so just a few days later
but
there.
As I say, when the sniper was mentioned, that was the sniper. That next lad to pick it up, a lad called Geordie Cave, he was a Geordie, and he went and picked it up, and it is still, and they just split it.
Really?
So I didn't get it dead centre.
Yeah.
And he turned around and he said, "Get your bloody sight straight." And carried on. He was a real dry. I've got a photograph of him.
Yeah.
Then we moved up after we took that.
Yeah.
We took it and dug in and got ready.
Yeah.
And Brunton was our officer.
Yeah.
And he said, I said, "Where's field of fire?" Because the sergeant we had.
Yeah.
He was an artillery man.
Yeah.
Knew virtually nothing.
Right.
He'd be breaking that up for reinforcement. And he knew virtually nothing, and Brunton just said, "Right, we're coming in that ground." So I said, "Now, we're there to dig in."
Yeah.
And he said, "And what else do you want?" I said, "I want a cup of tea." I said, "Tell Batman to brew up."
Yeah.
And he brewed up. Yeah. When I come down to say that I've got them set out, settled,
right.
About half an hour later,
Come
down to report to him, just a bit further back.
Yeah.
There he was, put the tea for me, and then we moved up here.
With Slowey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were just in front, I think the HQ was there.
Yeah.
Then a battalion HQ, I think, I'm not sure. But we were here.
Yeah.
And at night, the Welsh were supposed to go through us, and they come through us, and all of a sudden, they all come running back. There's thousands of them coming. Mm. Thousands.
Mm.
And there was about 40 or 50 young lads singing. We got them drunk, and we're sending them to front lads.
Young German lads?
Yeah, Italy youth, 15, 16. Sending them down with officers and...
So what happened to those? Were they just taken prisoner?
Just fired a couple of times at them and
didn't
ever seen now.
That's right.
But the Welsh, it was put Welsh at Royal Welsh Fusiliers, as it was one of them.
Yeah.
They just come back because they heard them coming. They were on top of ground, you see.
Making a lot of noise, making a lot of noise.
And they were making a noise like a division, likely.
Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't run him back.
Yeah.
Some of a lot of our lads, but... "Hey, what do we do, Bob? What do we do, Bob?" Some were saying, "Corporal,
"What
we do, Corporal?" I said, "You stop in your bloody holes and fight."
Yeah.
And they come, and we took them between HQ.
Mm.
We took them between battalion, company HQ, or whoever was behind it, and where we were.
Mm. Yeah.
And they were all young kids.
Yeah, of course. This time of the war. We're now talking about the 12th of 12th of April. Here, aren't we?
Yeah.
So you're well into three or four weeks before the end of the war.
Yeah.
You didn't know that at the time, you must have thought it was getting pretty close because you're well up into northern Germany, aren't you, at this stage?
We never knew how high up Germany we were.
No, I suppose not. No.
We had no clue.
No, that's right. Who would have known? The officers would have known, but they wouldn't have told you, would they?
No.
So then you're making your way at this stage sort of northwards, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're going up towards places called, I can't even say that, Nedden Averbergen. Yes.
Where we at?
This one here, where there seems to be some action around.
Oh yeah. That was another village. We went up where Welsh should have gone.
Yeah.
We went up there, and there was a lot of fire here.
Yeah.
In that piece of ground there.
Yeah. It looks as though your company's split up there. That's probably why I've got those markings on there. Your various
companies. We were between.
Yeah.
This ground, I think there were two roads.
Yeah.
One went one road, and t'other went t'other to take
possibly.
That.
Possibly. Yeah.
And there was a lot of shelling.
Yeah,
it was a bit open ground.
Yeah.
And every time you moved, there was shelling.
Yeah.
Anyway, we took that, not so bad. Yeah. There was a bit of fighting, but it wasn't so bad for the village.
That's right. And then you continued through it to another village called Armson, which I guess you just took and a few people around, I suppose. And south of Kirchlin Selm, where you sort of dug in, it seems, or you were seeing people digging in. I think what happened there, on the book tells me here that on the 16th of April, when you woke up on that morning, you saw people digging in around Kirchlin Town.
Yeah.
South of Kirchlin Town. It says on a spur, south of a spur of land, south of Kirchlin Town.
Yeah.
People were digging in, and then you sense over some artillery fire or some sort of gunfire, I think, and that made them scatter a bit prior to you starting the attack on Kirchlin Town.
Yeah. Well, that one, that there was some mad fighting in that.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, I know on that day, because of that's the day that John got his one, but on that day there were 4 killed and at least 20 injured on that day.
Well, A Company finished up with 21 men.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me
that
before.
That particular day.
How did you start with that day?
About 80.
Did you?
Between 60 and 80.
Really?
With 2 platoons anyway.
Right.
And they wouldn't have a platoon much if it wasn't under 120.
Yeah.
And I took charge of them.
Yeah.
Well, I was put in charge of them, I must say.
Yeah.
And it was down in a dip. And this is where we've got flamethrowers in again.
Yeah, the crocodiles.
A bit of woods.
In the morning.
Yeah.
In the morning?
Towards dinner.
Dinner time?
Well, no. Would be morning.
Yeah.
Would be morning.
Yeah.
Because we got the crossroad. There's a crossroad in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle of there. We got the crossroad at about dinner time.
Yeah, I think what you did, you after you'd taken this southern path just prior to the village, you sort of turned slightly toward the east.
There's a road to
secure a road there.
Yeah, and as we went down, there's like crossroad, there's a junction.
Yeah.
There's a railway line that runs through
Through the village?
Just on the top.
Right.
I think that's a railway line.
I think there is. I think the book says about a railway line. Yeah.
Sure,
well, there is, because that's what that is there. That's a station.
Yeah.
There.
Well, there was a railway line.
Yeah.
And I know Whiteside was wounded there.
Mm.
Major Whiteside.
Yeah.
He was wounded. Our sergeant, and I don't know what happened to our sergeant.
Yeah.
He might have been left out of battle. He used to leave some behind sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
About 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But Brunton, Lieutenant Brunton, he was wounded.
Yeah.
And then, did your thing go in? Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, it's going on.
Lieutenant Brunton was wounded in 7 platoon.
Mm.
And the other officers must have been wounded or... Because they'd say there was a bit of fighting, hard fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we couldn't move, that's why we got the Brunton got crocs in.
Yeah.
And as we come down to the village, we took our thing on to this crossroad, we had to get that road.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the DAB company was coming through us.
Yeah.
And just before we got there, Brunton came and he got some spandau fire in that.
Mm.
But they were firing from the side.
Mm.
We went down road, you know, from that side.
Yeah.
It was up above us.
They were above you?
They were above us.
The village was above you, was it?
No. The van.
The
ground.
Yeah, right.
The ground was above the village.
Yeah. Because on that day, there were people that were killed and the people that they mentioned in the book that were killed, there were, I think, 2 places. One was... in the morning,
in this, where
the woods are, and the second
time
at the crossroads,
and on the way into the crossroads,
something like that area,
when A Company got that crossroad, that was it. I was senior rank, a corporal, there was 2 full corporals, and one of them, he hadn't been with us long, I don't know what he'd been in, but Captain Fox, he took. Charge, and he said to Atkinson, he said, I want you to take charge of what's left of the company.
Mm.
And there was 21 with me.
Mm.
And he said, what do you want? 3 sections of 7.
Mm.
He said, do you want 2 of 10? I said, I'll have 2 of 10.
Yeah.
I said, because I can stick to the corporal in charge with a lance corporal I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't know to the corporal so well.
Yeah.
So with a lance corporal I know, and I said, I can look after to the myself.
Yeah.
And with 20 men with 9 Wrangles.
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it? Oh, it's
every other man had the Wrangle.
Yeah.
Every other man had the Wrangle, except myself.
Yeah.
I had a stand up time.
Oh, you had a
NCO, I often used it.
Yeah.
Often used to take Wrangle off him.
Right, yeah.
And it was
yeah.
just after that
yeah.
that I went on leave.
Just after that?
Just after that, yeah.
Well, like a matter of days?
A couple of 3 days.
Oh, right.
After that.
Right. And you went back to England?
Come on leave.
To the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my leave, that's when I say I was shouted in and
yeah.
And it was next day after.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were moving somewhere, I don't know where we were going. Moving anyway.
You were making your way up toward Hamburg.
We were actually going to Bremen to start with,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
they switched us, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would be on point. It was either the next day or the day after.
Yeah.
That I was called to the office. I thought, what the hell have I done now?
Yeah. Again?
Again.
Yeah.
And he said, you're going on leave.
Right.
Be ready at such and such a time.
And you said that's when you thought you no, it couldn't be you
said,
because your number's not ready yet.
I said there were only 400 going.
Yeah.
Mine six.
Yeah.
I said, well, you're going, he said, because we've had a lot of casualties.
Yeah.
So we must have had a fair lot of casualties from crossing Rye.
Absolutely.
Because we got up to there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Most of
that. What surprises me is that you know, your memory is, and what you're saying is that your A company at that stage were down to 20 men out of, say, even if you say out of 60.
Between 60 and 80.
Yeah. Even if you say out of 60, that's 40 casualties, yeah. isn't it? But and you say a lot of that happened on that one day there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's an awful lot of casualties when the book only talks about 20 casualties on that day,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of casualties. Yeah.
Well, that's how many there were, because I was... Always it would tell you.
Yeah, because they wanted to make you up to be in charge of the company.
Well, I was in charge of what... There was a sergeant major.
Yeah.
There was Fox, Captain Fox. There wasn't another officer.
That's right.
No other officer.
Yeah. So then you've gone on leave, Bob.
Then I think it's next day.
Then you came back on May the 4th, you
I
think
I come back
said.
On May the 4th, and
end
we were
the
just going into Hamburg.
Yeah. End of the war.
The war had virtually finished.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got back.
Yeah.
And we'd actually finished on the 8th.
Yeah.
But they were going, you know, very little resistance now when I joined them.
And when you went into Hamburg, I think according to the book, the German police and the what was left of the military, I think it was the police at that stage, had lined the roads, I think, and they'd already started to pile up the piles of rubble. And they were dressed up and lined the roads to sort of almost greet you in, basically. It's what that says.
The war, I would say, was finished.
Yeah.
Because we were waiting to... at the night, we were waiting to come back. We were at camp.
Yeah.
We were waiting to go to our unit, and there was a... Nothing. There was a little bit of a party.
Yeah.
They were giving... Somebody coming up, you know, and one of these.
Yeah.
What they call them, Ensa.
Yes.
Two or three on a piano, and they were singing. And they brought in and they said, the German High Command is asking for peace, and they're going to meet General Montgomery.
Yeah.
On.
5th, was it?
On the 4th, or 3rd,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
3rd,
exactly.
I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
We were on the 3rd, we moved up.
Yeah.
We got to, I got to just outside Hamburg.
Yeah.
Battalion had gone in, and we just followed them in, and a joint battalion.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the surrender signature thing, the form that Montgomery and the German general, whoever it was, signed at that time. The date of the 4th was on there originally,
Fourth.
And that was crossed through. That was crossed through, and the 5th was written in.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but that's
what it was. It met on, but we got at that place, they were suing, an admiral somebody.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Raider, would it be Raider?
It was the one that didn't put in charge.
Could have been him. I think Raider is one of them.
Whoever it was, Bob.
Yeah.
And they give that out.
Yeah.
that would be it. The end of the war.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Thanks a lot. Good.
You're welcome. Sorry it's been so long.